1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden had a one-word warning for Iran, contemplating retaliation against Israel for assassination of Hamas and Hezbollah big wheels. That word? Don't.
The website Axios reports Israeli intelligence believes Iran has decided to attack Israel within days. Israel's defense minister telling U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin Iran is preparing a large-scale attack. Israel says if Iran does launch an attack, Iran can expect a, quote, blow unlike any other in return.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. The U.S. is speeding up the arrival of a second aircraft carrier to the region. It's also dispatching a guided missile submarine. Russia scrambling to mount a counterattack against the Ukrainian incursion into Kursk that, say, some analysts is up to 19 miles deep. The U.S. closed the Paris Olympics with 126 medals in total, 35 more than second-place finisher China. This is ABC News. A couple of utility contractors were checking out an electrical issue in Bel Air, Maryland when it happened. A house blew up, the sound captured by a neighbor's security camera.
The highest that I got.
We were sound asleep, and out of nowhere, there was an explosion.
Jeffrey Byers lives a block over from the explosion. Two people were killed, a third injured. Oliver El-Khairi with the Maryland Fire Marshal.
We have had the public say to us after the event that they have actually reported that they were smelling gas. However, there has been no official reports of any gas coming from this area.
Unclear if the electrical issue being investigated touched off the explosion. A large desert tortoise escaped its habit at an ostrich ranch in Pinal County, Arizona. Made it 3 miles until it ran into the I-10. It tried to cross the highway. A motorist contacted authorities. A state trooper helped rescue the sulcata tortoise and returned it to the ranch. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Brandy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic
Jane
Media
Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to retired Rear Admiral Joe Seestack about Project 2025's impact on the U.S. military and the state of education in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. Highs near 81. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. For tonight, slight chance of a storm. Lows around 59. A sprinkle or a light shower on Tuesday. Otherwise, sunshine. 83 degrees. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, and we'll have highs in the mid-80s.
It's 57 at our studios. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
I'm on vacation this week, so for tonight's episode, we will bring you some of my favorite moments from previous Nightlight episodes. I'll be back and ready to light it up again on August 19th.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
It is a Monday. We're 24 hours away from the beginning of the state's largest outdoor agriculture event, Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, and we'll see you there. Welcome in, everybody. I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. Hope your weekend went well. Weather-wise, it looks like Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, and really all of us in Wisconsin, looking forward to a little bit warmer week as far as temperatures are concerned. Today, it looks like our daytime high under sunny skies, probably around 79 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine and 81. Wednesday, sunshine and 81 as well. Thursday, we've got another chance of rain in the forecast. Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, joining us in just a few moments with his update on what he sees. We're also catching up this morning on details regarding Deer and Company laying off 600 employees at three different plants in Illinois and Iowa. That's catching some attention now from their congressional representatives. Details on the way. We're also focused in on what's happening with our ag economy. Right now it's struggling. We're going to visit live this morning with one of the ag lenders that's keeping an eye on those trends. It's all on the way.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
Come find us in Agribusiness Tent 2 at this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, booth number S253. That's Agribusiness Tent 2, number S253.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compeer Financial's AgriMindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compeer's next AgriMindset webinar at compeer.com/register. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin Farm Technology Days is picking up steam, and it's in Chippewa County here in August the 13th through the 15th. I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn here in Eau Claire. And it truly is right outside our back door at the Country Fest grounds. And I've got somebody in charge of the Rural Event Center, Jerry Clark. He wears so many hats, being part of the UW Extension to really taking on a little bit of a challenge with the Rural Event Center. First of all, what are some of the big features that are going to be right there in that big old tent?
Oh, hi, Jill. Yeah, that's been the Rural Event Center. We're planning to, we've got over 46 exhibitors in that tent. The focus we've looked at this year is a lot of nonprofit agencies that provide services to the agricultural community, and even specifically into Chippewa County in western Wisconsin. So we've our committee decided that focusing a little bit more on that, that nonprofit service or offering is kind of a something that doesn't get done all the time. And then we also have a lot of local food farm producers in there. So we've got a number of of meat producers, vegetable producers, some cheese makers in there that are right from right here in Chippewa County. So those are the, that's kind of the focus of the Rural Events Center. Plus, we also have the stage in there for some entertainment throughout the day as well.
Well, and that focus being on the nonprofits, were there a lot of people available to get in there, and were they very willing to show what they do?
Yeah, so we've got, you know, farm safety is a part of that. And so some of the, like the Progressive Ag and those that have been doing this for a number of years take a major role in parts of these tents to provide some of the demonstration or some of the equipment that they have for farmers, for whether that's for accessibility or being able to continue on with their farm career if they've had an injury or anything like that. So we've got a lot of farm safety types of nonprofits that help farmers, veterans. We also have a lot of the Chippewa County Public Health Department. We've also got Extension in their human development program in there. And so we've got a number of these types of, and then the youth as well. So our 4-H program will be in there, as well as some of the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, some of the youth Boys and Girls Clubs, these kind of things. That services that are provided throughout the county that are, again, in that nonprofit status type of arena.
And I always like to see those kids out there because they really do learn how to engage with others. And getting those youth engaging with other youth, I think there's going to be a little bit of an expansion of some of those groups.
Yeah, I think that's part of the goal, is to get that kind of more of that visibility of what's offered throughout Chippewa County, as well as there's the Ag Venture Passport program where as youth come to the Farm Technology Days, they'll be given a passport, and they can go to certain booths, get their names checked, or get their stamp, so to speak, and then turn that in for some prizes. So we're hopefully the youth will be able to move throughout the grounds, learn a little bit more about agriculture, primarily on the safety side of things again, and then be able to get a little prize at the end for their effort by working through the grounds.
Well, we talk about safety in agriculture, but in my opinion, that safety goes far beyond just working in agriculture. It makes those kids a lot more aware of just kind of their surroundings, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the more you can keep that in front of youth, then they grow up with it, they know it. It's kind of like when we would teach tractor safety and talk about some of the different types of tractors and what not to do, because grandpa and dad probably do it unsafe. And so it's hard to break some of those unsafe habits as you get older in agriculture. So if a youth can pick up those safe habits right away, that helps, you know, them throughout their whole career if they do engage in farming, or even if it's a part-time piece of farming, because we all are going to be around equipment.
And I always say it makes them better drivers out there on the road. I know it made my kids better drivers when they went through that tractor safety. And we're with Jerry Clark. He's the chairman for the Rural Events Center for Wisconsin Farm Technology Days in Chippewa County. Let's move from the nonprofits and those booths up to the stage. What's going to be happening on the stage?
Sure. So on Tuesday morning, that's the day, that first half hour, about 9:30 to 10, is our opening ceremony. So that's where we will have some 4-H youth involved in Pledge of Allegiance, the national anthem. We also have some of the Chippewa Patriotic Council bringing in the flags as far as the colors. And then we have Governor Evers invited to provide some opening comments, as well as Representative Sommerfeld and Senator James to provide some input. Allison Dairyland will be there throughout the grounds. Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection has their booth within the Rural Events Center. And so Alice will be around that booth on occasion. So we've asked her when she is there and has a few minutes to either do some speaking on the stage or provide some of that MC work for us to introduce some of the entertainment. So that's kind of right away in the morning. And then each morning from 10 to noon is going to be similar, as we have Jared Seiverling and Vanessa, Jared and Vanessa Seiverling from Seiverling's Centennial Farm. They're going to talk about how they grow their organic produce and also food preservation. So they do a lot of that preservation throughout their, that's their business. And so we've asked them to come in and provide that, information on that for each morning. And then the grilling guys, Mad Dog and Merrill, that's part of the standard program that we've got lined up for from 11 to noon. So they're an entertaining group on how to prepare some grilling and do that kind of thing. And then the afternoon from 1 to 4 is going to be music. So we've got some local music acts invited for each day. So there'll be some nice music if people are getting a little wore out from walking the grounds or need a place to sit down and eat and listen to some music. That'll be in the Rural Events Center on the stage. And so that first day, Tuesday, we'll have North of Dixie playing from 1 to 4. The second day is Danville from Cadott. So they're going to be on stage on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, MK is from Eau Claire. So she's kind of an up-and-coming country folk-type little rock thrown in there. But she's based out of Nashville now. So she's working on her career, and we've invited her, and she's accepted. And she's going to be on stage on Thursday. So.
From music to royalty in that tent, then.
Yeah, we were hoping to keep something going on the stage the entire time. So even in between some of these, if it's between the music or there's an intermission or getting things set up in between speakers and music and those kind of things, we're hoping Alice and Darylyn can provide either some interviews, or we've been asked her if she just wants to give a talk or two, that's fine. So that's kind of the avenue we've got going on the stage all 3 days.
Are you anticipating some other royalty? Because I know in the past I've seen in that Rural Event Center a gathering of, what do we've got, the Honey Queen and different other commodities that end up in there.
Yeah, so we're hoping that they the Wisconsin Beekeepers Association is in that tent. So now we're hoping the Honey Queen is around to help us out a little bit. Also, the Fairest of the Fair. We got those folks invited as well to maybe provide some help as well. So lots of royalty should be hanging around.
I just think it's cool to see that royalty, and it's always fun as they have started and to watch them progress. Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
And really, Farm Technology Days gives them quite the audience. They can really learn a lot and share their trade, actually.
Yeah, and they like you said, they get so much better as they get comfortable in their role, more confident, they're speaking, all that. So we're really excited to see how many want to come in, and our program is flexible that if they need, if Allison interviews them, that's what that whole some of that informal type of discussion's all about.
A lot of stuff happening in the Rural Event Center at the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days in Chippewa County, August 13th through the 15th. And that was the chairman for the Rural Event Center, Jerry Clark, wearing one of his many hats and really engaging in rural America. And I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn here in Eau Claire.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll get you caught up on the weekend news and look ahead to the Tuesday primary day in Wisconsin. Be a voter. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Potential ag weather update on a Monday. Beautiful weekend, and I see that some folks were sending me notes that the northern lights were visible because of those calm conditions and clear skies.
I hear the northern lights were quite vibrant, and the Perseid meteor shower was underway, so you might have been able to see a couple of shooting stars.
Wow, when and so that would have been last night or kind of through the weekend?
All through the weekend. It was nice. All kind of there. So nice. If you were able to look up in a nice dark spot, you might have seen some activity.
Well, excellent. Yeah, and you know, it, like we said, it's one of those weekends where you wish you could bottle it up and keep it around. It's a reason we live in the state of Wisconsin. But things are changing just a little bit. You say for some folks in our listing area, it could be as soon as today?
There could be a little bit of a sprinkle. I see radar indicating yesterday late afternoon, Wausau had about a hundredth of an inch of rain, could be 200ths of an inch there. Not a big deal, but there's some of that possibility. Central and east central Wisconsin may later this afternoon. Oh, I'm talking a really slight chance at Fond du Lac, maybe a little more of a chance up toward Oshkosh, Appling, Green Bay, that part of the country. There may be a little sprinkly shower mid late afternoon or evening. But other than that, I think we're in for some pretty good weather. For the most part, a lot of sunshine. Temperatures just about normal for this time of the year. Those temperatures rise a little into the 80s Tuesday and Wednesday. There'll be a more organized low and a little more likelihood of some rain. Quite possibly later Wednesday or on toward Thursday, there could be a little wet weather as we head toward that second part of the week. I'll have our forecast details right after this.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet. And cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
This year's Farm Technology Days is growing to the tune of success, August 13th through the 15th at the Country Fest Grounds in Cadott, Wisconsin. This year's show takes a glimpse into the future of agriculture with technology and technique. Visit wifarmtechdays.org for a full schedule of events.
Join our friends from Compeer Financial and the Agribusiness Tent 2 and the Midwest Farm Report at the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days on August 13th at 2 p.m. Compeer Financial is dedicated to agriculture in rural America by providing financial services throughout 144 counties in the Midwest. Learn more at compeer.com.
All righty, Stu Muck, ag meteorologist, back along with us. Just got a message on our talk text line that somebody had a tenth of an inch of rain near Alto, and that was just enough to get the roads wet for the Wapaw Trucking Show that was on Friday night. So some folks did see that.
Yeah, they saw a little bit here and there. Not certainly going to be a real big issue today. Our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update, mostly sunny skies. That slight chance of a little sprinkly shower in central or east central Wisconsin late afternoon. Temps in the upper 70s, could be an 80 in the west, and the winds out of the west only about 5. That slight chance of a shower yet in the east, otherwise clearing out overnight. Upper 50s and southwest winds, 5 or so. Sunny skies on Tuesday, very low 80s, northwest winds at 5. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, low 80s. Winds become southeast at 5. Late Wednesday night or Thursday, Pam, maybe some shower chance edging in. Should have mentioned a little fog in the west tomorrow morning possible again.
All right. But overall, not a bad week. A little bit warmer than last week, huh?
Yeah, starting to warm up. Going to feel like summer, no doubt.
All right. Good deal. Thanks, buddy. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You got it. See you then.
Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, keeping you up to speed on what's going on with the weather, brought to you courtesy of our friends from Compure Financial. Compure Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Visit Compure.com, and don't forget, you can also visit them along with me at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days beginning tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Chippewa County, the host at the Country Fest grounds. We'll see you there.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Just 90 days before the 2024 election, the state of Georgia took actions which could impact the outcome, launching a controversial webpage to cancel voter registrations and allowing county election board members to potentially disrupt election certification. The Georgia Secretary of State's office launched its Voter Registration Cancellation Portal August 5th, allowing voters moving out of state to cancel their voter registration or to cancel the registration of someone else, such as a deceased family member. An immediate glitch, fixed within a short time, disclosed a voter's date of birth, driver's license number, and last four Social Security digits, the information used to cancel the registration. The bigger concern is that bad actors could use the portal to cancel registrations for partisan reasons, provided they had all or part of that information. Changes in Georgia law have already made it easier for activists to challenge a voter's eligibility at the polls. The Georgia State Election Board voted 3-2 August 6th to allow individual members of county election boards to conduct a reasonable inquiry of their own before certifying an election. Democracy groups say the rule's vague language allows partisans to throw the election process into chaos and litigation and could delay outcomes or disenfranchise voters. President Trump praised the decision at his Atlanta rally. We have local reporting and groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden had a one-word warning for Iran, contemplating retaliation against Israel for assassination of Hamas and Hezbollah big wheels. That word? Don't.
The website Axios reports Israeli intelligence believes Iran has decided to attack Israel within days. Israel's defense minister telling U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin Iran is preparing a large-scale attack. Israel says if Iran does launch an attack, Iran can expect a, quote, blow unlike any other in return.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. The U.S. is speeding up the arrival of a second aircraft carrier to the region. It's also dispatching a guided missile submarine. Russia scrambling to mount a counterattack against a Ukrainian incursion into Kursk that, say some analysts, is up to 19 miles deep. The U.S. closed the Paris Olympics with 126 medals in total, 35 more than second-place finisher China. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Help is on the way for Rock County homeowners affected by storm damage. The Rock County Board approved $1 million in emergency relief on Thursday. The money comes from the American Relief Act, which was part of the COVID pandemic response. Northeast Wisconsin Democrats are urging a no vote on Tuesday's constitutional amendment ballot questions. Lisa Hale reports.
8th Congressional District candidate Dr. Kristen Lierley said the amendments would take federal fund distribution away from the governor's office and put it in the hands of the legislature.
This Republican-led legislature is the least effective, the least responsive legislature in decades. And they want the reins in the case of an emergency?
Lierley pointed to the legislature's delay in distributing PFAS cleanup funds as an example.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back home after a 23-10 win over the Browns in Cleveland. Jordan Love threw a 65-yard touchdown and was done for the day. The offense focused on the run game. Backup quarterback Sean Clifford was 10 of 19 for 111 yards, a quarterback rating of just 70.3.
Yeah, I think that take the good, take the bad, and you look at everything, and you never get too high, and you never get too low, especially at this position.
Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought just his command, his presence, the communication, the urgency in and out of the huddle, I thought was pretty clean.
Baseball, the Brewers and Dodgers open a four-game series tonight at AmFam Field. Clayton Kershaw on the mound for L.A. against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta.
You know, we as a team, we're fine. We're good. And it is what it is, man. We just have to move forward, clean our mind, and get ready for tomorrow and win the series.
The Crew losing to the Reds yesterday 4-3. The Cubs have improved. They've won 8 of their last 10 games. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom will be back. Harrison Walls will be done with their cross-country swing state tour. And we'll talk about it on the Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. Highs near 81. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. For tonight, slight chance of a storm. Lows around 59. A sprinkle or a light shower on Tuesday. Otherwise, sunshine, 83 degrees. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, and we'll have highs in the mid-80s.
It's 57 at our studios.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The
Todd Allbush Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Allbush Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Wanted dynamic.
Looking forward to the state's largest outdoor agriculture event. That's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Yeah, it is happening this year in Chippewa County, just outside of Chippewa Falls in the community of Cadott. Actually, the show is taking place at the Country Fest grounds, and an adjacent farm, Close Farm, is cooperating with field demonstrations. Show hours are 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. One item you want to pay attention to, cost of admission this year. If you do not buy tickets in advance, it's $15 per person at the gate. I'll be broadcasting all day at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days tomorrow, so follow me on social media if you're going to be in the area. Catch up. Thanks. All right, stand by. We are talking more about dairy products this morning. What do consumers like to eat, and what potential is there for dairy producers? Corey Geiger is a lead economist in dairy with CoBank, and he's also a Wisconsin staple. He just finished a report called Dairy Products Have More Growth Potential. We're going to talk with him about that live in just a little bit. So today is the 12th day of August. What can I tell you? On this day in 1939, The Wizard of Oz world premiere happened in Oconomowoc. Now, nobody's exactly sure why they decided to premiere that show in a small Midwest town, but they showed it off in fine fashion. The Strand Theater in Oconomowoc is where they premiered it. Then it went on to Sheboygan, Appleton, and Rhinelander, according to local newspapers. Wizard of Oz world premiere here in Wisconsin on this day back in 1939. On this day in 1990, the largest dinosaur fossil is found. American paleontologist Sue Hendrickson found the fossilized remains of a Tyrannosaurus rex in South Dakota. Now those remains are called Sue. It's stood about 14 feet tall when alive. They found it all out in South Dakota. Sue, the largest dinosaur fossil found on this day in 1990. And happy birthday to actor Casey Affleck, 49 years young. And now you know. If you spent any time in the great outdoors over the weekend, chances are you had some companions along with you in the form of insects. Seems like it's a buggy year around the state of Wisconsin. Let's find out why and what. Charity Seebecker joining us now.
The recent heavy rains across Wisconsin have significantly impacted mosquito populations, leading to heightened mosquito pressure in many areas of the state. And Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report and state entomologist PJ Leash says that in addition to these mosquitoes, the recent weather conditions have also led to increased activity from other pests.
Every single year, the weather, the temperature, the amount of rainfall we have can have some pretty big impacts on insects and related creatures. A few things stand out to me that I've been seeing some issues with, both in crop fields, but also in home gardens and in ornamental plantings and yards, so flowers and trees and shrubs and things like that. And a couple of things that stand out to me would be some pests like earwigs, which are mostly active after dark, and they can chew notches in leaves. And so if you are a farmer or a gardener and you look at your plants and you can't figure out what's causing the damage, one suggestion I have been throwing out there to folks is head out after dark with a flashlight or a headlamp, because earwigs can cause damage after dark. I've also seen a lot of activity from slugs. which aren't technically insects, although as an entomologist, I often get asked questions about slugs, as slugs are another creature that has been thriving because of the damp, rainy conditions and also tends to be mostly active after dark. So I have seen cases of crop damage and damage in vegetable gardens from both earwigs and slugs. So those would be things to have on your radar this year.
So you mentioned the slugs. That's kind of an unusual pattern, maybe what we're used to. Have you observed any other unusual patterns or increase in specific pests this year that maybe surprised you compared to past?
Well, one thing that has surprised me a bit would be the Japanese beetles, which are well known both to farmers and home gardeners alike because they can be such a notorious pest. And it's been interesting because many spots in the southern half of the state have been seeing a reprieve now for a couple of years, and I suspect it is due to some of the drier conditions we've had last year and really the last 2 to 3 years. But the last few years, the majority of my reports of Japanese beetles and of significant numbers and significant damage have been more of like the Highway 29 corridor on north. So locations such as Green Bay area, Brown County, Marathon County, the general Wausau area in Eau Claire, that part of the state on north is where I'm getting a lot more of my reports. And if I went back 10 years or 20 years, that wasn't the case. Back in time, it was much more southern Wisconsin. So that insect is starting to push its way farther north in the state. And so all of a sudden, farmers and homeowners in north central Wisconsin, for example, are having to see and deal with Japanese beetles on a much more regular basis.
And so what other suggestions or advice would you give to both residents and our agricultural professionals as we do kind of navigate this buggy year ahead?
Perhaps my best piece of advice is simply to be observant. And I know if you're a farmer or just a general homeowner, we have a lot on our plate. But if you are observant and you keep an eye out and you notice something is going on with your crops or plants in your garden or your yard, pay attention to that and then do some detective work, some additional digging to try and figure out what's going on. Sometimes it can be insect-related. Sometimes those symptoms might be caused by a plant disease. And a lot of plant diseases are doing well this year because of the rain, too. And so you need to do a little bit of detective work and try and figure out what's going on. Once you know what the problem is, in my mind, the battle's half over, because then it's really easy to look up what you need to do next to deal with it.
That was PJ Leash, state entomologist, also known as the Wisconsin Bug Guy, along with us. Be sure to take proper precautions as we continue to have warm weather and possible rains to truly enjoy being outside without the nuisance of these pesky insects. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Join the Midwest Farm Report and Pam Yonke as she kicks off Wisconsin Farm Technology Days at the Oxbow exhibit on August 13th at 9 a.m. in booth 347. Oxbow is a leader in harvesting and application technology. Visit oxbow.com.
The fabulous farm babe Pam Yonke will also be broadcasting at 11:30 a.m. in booth 520 on 5th Street with Rural Mutual Insurance. Learn how the number one farm insurer is keeping Wisconsin strong with premiums paid here that stay here. Visit ruralmutual.com.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compeer Financial's AgriMindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compeer's next AgriMindset webinar at compeer.com/register. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
The layoffs coming to Deere & Company have more than just farmers talking about it. Deere & Company earlier this summer announced that they are laying off more than 600 employees at three different production plants in Illinois and Iowa. That, along with an undisclosed number of salaried employees at their corporate level. Farmers aren't the only ones paying attention. Congressman Eric Sorensen is the representative for Moline, Illinois, and he said he's frustrated.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, there are challenges in the ag economy, but John Deere has been effective in making a profit for its shareholders. So looking forward, we have to understand that it is a profitable company. John Deere and Company is not going out of business, but we have to understand, is the future going to be here in Moline, Illinois? Is John Deere going to be American? Because those are the things that I want to make sure that we fight for before it's too late.
Congressman Eric Sorensen, he is the representative in Moline, Illinois, and he says that he is upset to find out that Deere is moving some of their manufacturing to Mexico. That's why he brings up, is it going to be a U.S. company? The layoffs were announced at their facilities in Dubuque and Davenport, Iowa, as well as East Moline and Moline, Illinois, plus the corporate headquarters in Moline. So that's why they're really paying attention to where these jobs are going. Markets and overnight electronic trade not making our picture any prettier as far as commodities. December corn right now down a penny at 3.93¾. November beans down a nickel, currently at 9.97½. The September wheat down a nickel at 5.37½. Dairy had a pretty decent day on Friday. Barrel cheese finished up 4.5 cents, $2.50. 40-pound block cheese up a penny at 1.95¾. AA butter stood still, 3.09¾ per pound. We're going to keep that dairy conversation going. What are consumers looking for in the marketplace? Is the dairy industry responding? Are we coming up with new dairy-related products for consumers to continue to support that farmer? We're talking about it next with Corey Geiger, one of the lead economists in the dairy sector with CoBank. He's authored a paper that takes a closer look at the potential for dairy products, and he's going to discuss it with us next.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share two insights from the National Consumer Law Center on medical debt. First, never pay medical debt with borrowed money or credit. According to the NCLC, unlike credit card debt, medical debt will often carry low or no interest payments or late charges. So don't take out a second mortgage to pay it off, and never put medical debt on your credit card. Second, treat medical debt as a lower priority debt to be paid only after you pay your mortgage, your car loan, or things with higher interest. Now, the NCLC isn't saying you never have to pay your debt off or that there aren't consequences to not paying it. Just be smart about what you pay when, and don't use something with a higher interest rate to pay something with a lower interest rate, like medical debt. For more Everyday Money tips, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram.
Tune into the next show. It's Motown Monday. We'll react to the news from the weekend and talk about the issues impacting us all. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're planning on joining us up at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days tomorrow. Let me know. Joining us this morning, Corey Geiger. He is a Wisconsin native that's been a staple in the dairy industry, as well as a lead communicator. He is now acting as the lead economist in dairy for CoBank. Just helped to author a very interesting look at the dairy industry, not as far as the dairy cows or the dairy producers, but instead about dairy consumption. The title is Dairy Products Have More Growth Potential, and we welcome him in live on a Monday morning. So, Corey, you and I have known each other for a while. Finding good news in the dairy industry sometimes is not the easiest challenge out there. This would seem at first blush to me to be some good news.
It absolutely is, Pam. Dairy is very versatile. It's dairy products are healthy, and it's growing. According to the Circana has sales data, and dairy is the largest category in retail, so it's at $76 billion in sales, and that's larger than all the liquor, which would include beer, wine, and spirits, and it's going to grow. And the anchors of dairy are going to be cheese, yogurt, and butter, because people are eating their dairy products these days as opposed to drinking it.
Yeah, and that's one thing that you point out in the study is people are, although we may have a tighter dollar when it comes to disposable income, consumers are not giving up their dairy.
That's absolutely correct. And now there is some shift to a little bit more private label products right now, because consumers are looking, especially middle America, middle incomes, looking to stretch their dollar. But one of the big growth categories in the U.S. and around the world is going to be snacking cheese. So that's cheese paired with fruits or nuts or dried meats. And our one great Wisconsin business, there's others too, but Sargento and their Balanced Breaks is one of those products. And so that's a growth area for cheese, just one example.
You know, one area that I paused and took a look at is the lactose-free product. More and more people that become very keen on their diets may recognize the lack of tolerance for lactose. You would think that would be negative news for dairy. You don't see it that way, Corey.
Pam, the lactose-free is a growing category, and it's growing big time. There's about 120 Americans that have some form of lactose intolerance, and so in a very natural way, we can remove the lactose or the milk sugar from dairy, and we can do that in milk, and we can do that in dairy products. And it's really just two things we got to do. We filter the milk, and then we put an enzyme in. And so people can enjoy beverage milk, they can enjoy ice cream, they can enjoy cottage cheese, and host the dairy products. So that's a big change in dairy.
Corey Geiger along with us live this morning here on the Midwest Farm Report. He's the lead economist in dairy with CoBank, and talking about a paper he helped to author, Dairy Products Have More Growth Potential. You know, one question that I've got, though, Corey, and many dairy farmers do, the outside markets, the other competitive beverages or competitive products, non-dairy cheese, all the plant-based products out there. Did you take a look at that at all?
We did, that's a very, very diverse topic. So plant-based beverages that mimic the qualities of beverage dairy milk, their sales have slowed. And one of the things that's causing that is Americans and consumers looking for clean labels, these short labels. It's part of movement towards health. And a lot of these products have extremely long labels to try to mimic the quality of the dairy. So that's one category. Now, the other one that's starting to take a little bit root is what we call this fermentation science. So it's really growing food in a lab. So you can do some of that stuff. Very expensive to do right now. So it's still a fledgling category.
Now, you're a dairy kid yourself, Corey. Like I said, sometimes it's difficult to have much good news. Just speaking to other dairy producers that are listening this morning, what do you want them to take away from this work, from this collaboration?
Mm-hmm. I think it comes straight back. The dairy products are so versatile and healthy, and the category is going to keep growing in the grocery store. Remember, grocery stores are set up in the dairy aisles, often in the back, and that's to bring consumers into the store and through the store. 9 out of 10 Americans are planning on continuing to eat or drink dairy, and that's even going to grow. And then one other quick category here, yogurt is very versatile. We're putting it in snack bars, and FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, just came out with that if you have at least 2 cups a week, it may reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes. So there's a lot of different areas here. And there's $7 billion of investment in new dairy plants. So dairy processors are betting on the future of dairy as well.
Well, and let's just hope they keep coming up with new recipes, right? We have to keep those consumers engaged with new flavors, new ideas, new ways that we offer dairy.
Absolutely. Not only here in America, but around the world, because 1 out of 4 new pounds of cheese that are made in this country are heading to export markets. So that's a big, important part of our dairy portfolio these days as well.
Very good. Excellent. Well, Corey, I appreciate you joining us on an early Monday morning to share the news. Again, Corey Geiger along with us, a Wisconsin native, a dairy kid himself, now the lead economist for dairy with CoBank. And can you give them just a short website, Corey, if they want to take a look at the full report?
Really simple. Just Google CoBank, C-O-B-A-N-K, and KED, which is the division I work with, Knowledge Exchange Division. So
excellent.
CoBank and CAD. Google it. The report will come right up.
All right, my friend. We look forward to catching up with you soon. Corey Geiger joining us live this morning, lead economist for dairy with CoBank, talking about dairy products having more growth potential.
This is the Midwest Farm Report.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it. Click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
A new ultraviolet light seed treatment is coming to market for certain crops next year. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Champaign, Illinois-based Biolumic says it's the world's only company treating seeds with light to activate genetic expression for new crop traits. Steve Sabolkin is the CEO.
We're signaling those seeds in this case. We've done work with plants as well to grow in a certain way without changing the underlying genetics. In that work, we're able to change the morphology or the physiology of a plant so we can drive additional yield or root growth or plant health composition gains as well.
Biolumic has partnered with several commercial seed companies for the 2025 crop year. Sabolkin says their UV light technology speeds up the development process dramatically.
Crop traits are essential. The technologies there are incredible, but they are very expensive. They take a long time to get to market, 7 to 10 years. This new type of what we call a genetic expression crop trait is able to take out 90% of the time and cost for developing those traits.
There's a link to more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday, we'll check in with one of our favorites, Brittany Merlot. She'll take a look at the forecast for the week ahead. Plus, Mario Gonzalez from Wello stops by. See you then.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It may be one of the prettiest fair sites in the state, and Brown County has hosted its historic fair along the riverfront in West De Pere for more than 165 years. The theme is a little something for everyone, and they're not kidding. There's a demolition derby, a professional rodeo competition, horse, truck, and tractor pulls, special shows just for the kids, nightly live music, exhibits including everything from animals to antiques, photography to woodworking, rooster crowing contests, games, rides, homemade wine and beer judging, and food. Lots of food. Oh, your admission price including parking, rides, and all the events. How about that? Fairgrounds open at 8 a.m. Carnival area gets going after 11, 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday. It all shuts down at 10:30, 11:30 on weekend nights. The Brown County Fair runs Wednesday, August 14th through Sunday, August 18th. Enjoy. And until next time, I'm Terry Barr. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis in the middle.